Conservationists say a New South Wales government's strategy to boost koala numbers in the state isn't working because that same state government is still allowing koala habitats to be destroyed. The Australian Koala Foundation warned earlier this year that the decline in the koala population across eastern Australia is so steep that the native marsupial is functionally extinct. But a report card prepared for the New South Wales Environment Minister insists progress is being made, with an extra 7,000 hectares of koala habitat now protected. David Sparks has our report.
The goal of the state government's koala strategy is to stabilise and then increase the numbers of the marsupial in New South Wales. And the Environment Minister, Matt Keane, insists progress is being made.
We've invested $1.93 million in funding, which has been allocated to 10 new koala research projects. We've spent more than $1 million on local koala conservation projects. And in addition to that, we've protected about 7,000 hectares of new koala habitat.
The government estimates there are 36,000 koalas in New South Wales. The population has fallen 26% in the last two decades, and koalas are now listed as vulnerable. A key goal of the government's koala strategy is to tackle the problem of habitat loss from land clearing and deforestation. But critics say much of the land being protected is not necessarily good quality koala habitat. Jack Goff is Policy and Research Coordinator at the Nature Conservation Council.
The 6,800 hectares the government is celebrating protecting for koalas contain only 181 hectares of identified koala hubs. So we're not talking about the highest quality koala habitat in the state being protected here.
It's a view shared by the clinical director of the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital, Shane Flanagan.
A lot of the habitat that's been set aside, there's no records of koalas that have ever been in there or it's very poor country.
The New South Wales government has been buying privately owned land and transferring state forests to national parks. But Jack Goff from the Nature Conservation Council says that's not doing enough to address land clearing.
And the giant failure at the heart of the New South Wales government's current koala strategy is that it fails to protect trees. It doesn't deal with the fact that their own policies and programs that they've introduced since coming to government have actually made it easier to clear core koala habitat across New South Wales.
The Environment Minister, Matt Keane.
Land clearing is a huge threat to our koala population. That's why I've set a target of adding an additional 200,000 hectares of land to our national park network. By using the data that we're getting and the research that we've done to identify where there are koala populations, that's going to be able to guide our investment decisions for the land that we seek to acquire as part of that 200,000 hectare target.
Despite the criticism from conservationists, Shane Flanagan from the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital says the New South Wales strategy shouldn't be written off just yet.
Put it this way, it's better than nothing. I wouldn't say it's excellent, but at least there's an attempt to do something, and we're hoping that this is the start of bigger things.
That's Shane Flanagan from the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital speaking to our reporter David Sparks.